This is Terry Mandel, DO, dictating an attorney letter to Richard Bucherri, attorney at law. Address on file of the firm Pointer and Bucherri, period. Dear Mr. Bucherri, per your request for an independent medical evaluation on your client, Willie Cabarrus, please note the following medical letter, period. First name is Willie, W-I-L-L-I-E. Cabarrus is C-A-B-A-R-R-I-S, period. On April 11th, 2023, I performed an independent medical evaluation, period. I reviewed an extensive amount of medical records, including a crash report, comma, records from St. Vincent's Emergency Room, comma, Indianapolis Integrative Health, comma, St. Vincent's Medical Group, comma, and Goodman Campbell, period. I took the history directly from the patient as well as performed a physical examination, period. A doctor-patient relationship was not established, period. New paragraph. The patient is a 33-year-old male, weight 150 pounds, height 5 foot 6 inches tall, period. The patient was involved in an automobile accident on or about August 20th of 2021, period. The patient was a driver with a seatbelt on, period. Although he denied loss of consciousness, he sustained injury when he was coming out of a parking lot and was struck by another vehicle in the driver's rear passenger side, period. The vehicle was totaled and not drivable, period. No airbags were deployed, but the patient was jerked, period. If I did not already state that the patient was a driver with a seatbelt on, period. The patient had immediate pain in his low back, comma, left hand and arm, comma, bilateral legs, comma, as well as tingling down his left leg to his calf, period. A few days later, he had pain in his mid-back, radiating to his neck, period. Despite treatment, present day, he is still experiencing back pain with tingling, numbness, and weakness in his left leg that radiates to his calf, period. His mid-back and neck pain is much better, period. His left hand pain and left arm pain has resolved, period. Despite treatment, he has depression and insomnia. And he does take medicine for this, period. New paragraph. His low back pain is described as constant, period. It is a stabbing and tingling type pain, period. It ranges in intensity from a good day of 5 out of 10 to a bad day of 8 out of 10, period. The pain radiates to the left calf and occasionally to the abdomen, period. He was told that he had a bulging disc per MRI, period. New paragraph. The timeline of treatment, as best recollected by the patient, was that he was seen in the emergency room at St. Vincent's on 86th Street that day and had x-rays. He was treated and released, period. He saw his family doctor approximately 1 month later and placed on steroids and meloxicam, period. He was seen several times, period. He was seen by a chiropractor at Indianapolis Integrative Health and Rehab for about 5 to 6 weeks with physical therapy, period. He was referred for an MRI. He was told he had a bulging disc, period. He was referred to Goodman Campbell and was referred to pain management, period. He is still awaiting his pain management consultation period. He was told he was not a good candidate for surgery at this time because of smoking, period. He did have one injection in the low back with relief for approximately 3 weeks, period. New paragraph. Activities of daily living are affected, including housework, comma, yard work, comma, playing with children, comma, sports, comma, basketball, comma, working out in the gym, comma, weightlifting, comma, football, comma, sex, comma, and sleep, period. New paragraph. Medications include a muscle relaxer, comma, depression medicine, comma, sleep medication, comma, and meloxicam, period. New paragraph. Present treatment for this condition include muscle relaxers, comma, meloxicam, comma, stretching exercises, comma, chiropractic treatment, comma, and a low back brace, period. New paragraph. Past medical history denies. New paragraph. Past surgical history denies. New paragraph. Past traumatic medical history revealed the patient has never had a low back injury in the past, period. The patient has never had low back pain or leg pain in the past, period. He has never had depression or a sleep disorder in the past, period. He was never involved in another automobile accident, period. The patient has never had a work injury, period. As a child, he fractured his hip during a fall off a swing, but resulted in no permanency, period. New paragraph. His occupation is that of hospitality. Period. He has to work part-time since this automobile accident, approximately 20 to 25 hours per week, and he does it with pain and works at a slower pace, period. New paragraph. After review of the medical records, I'd like to comment on some of the pertinent findings. Emergency room records, August 20th, 2021, relates a 32-year-old male comes in with a chief complaint of left shoulder pain, comma, and upper back pain following a motor vehicle accident, period. On physical examination, diffuse tenderness about the left shoulder with mild midline tenderness in the mid-thoracic spine period. The diagnosis was thoracic sprain and contusions of the left shoulder. X-rays of the left shoulder were negative for fracture or dislocation, period. X-rays of the thoracic spine were negative for fracture, period. Records from Goodman Campbell, brain and spine, August 22, 2022. Procedure performed. Therapeutic lumbar epidural steroid injection at at L5-S1 under fluoroscopic guidance, period. Notes from Goodman Campbell, July 26, 2022. He was sent by Dr. Gallagher concerning his back pain, period. Gallagher is G-A-L-L-A-G-H-E-R. His symptoms began after motor vehicle accident on August 22, 2021. Went to St. Vincent's emergency room where he had x-rays and was released. His symptoms have been excruciating since June 28th, period. He feels his pain in back. He feels in his back that it is around his waistband and will radiate to the bilateral lateral thighs, period. He has been seeing integrative behavioral health for chiropractic treatment routinely. He has tried oral steroids with temporary relief, period. Assessment is lumbar radiculopathy. MRI of the lumbar spine shows degenerative disc disease at L5-S1 with spondylosis and bilateral foraminal stenosis, period. Flexion dash extension x-rays do not reveal instability, period. I have recommended an epidural steroid injection, period. Referral to the center for pain management, period. New paragraph. After performing the IME and reviewing the medical records, I have found that all his treatment that he has received as it relates to the automobile accident and as outlined above of August 20th, 2021 were all reasonable, comma, medically necessary, comma, and appropriate, period. On physical examination by me, Dr. Mandel, the patient had an abnormal flex gait, period. The patient appeared mildly depressed, period. ENT examination was negative, period. Pupils equal reactive to light and accommodation, period. Extraocular muscles intact, period. Examination of the neck was unremarkable, period. No spasm noted, period. Auscultation of the heart, regular rate and rhythm, period. Auscultation of the lungs, clear, period. Abdominal examination was soft with normal bowel sounds, period. Examination of the lumbar area was abnormal with paravertebral muscle spasm, period. There was a loss of normal lumbar lordotic curve, period. There was heat and tenderness palpated in the lumbar area, period. There was diminished range of motion with diminished lumbar flexion, lacking 28 degrees, extension diminished by 8 degrees, side bending diminished by 8 degrees on the left and 10 degrees on the right, period. Straight leg raising was abnormal at 68 degrees left and 88 degrees right, period. Neurological examination revealed a diminished left Achilles reflex at 1 over 4. Remainder of the reflexes were 2 over 4, period. There was diminished sensation involving the left dorsal forefoot, involving 12% of surface area, period. There was diminished strength of the left great toe, period. Circulatory examination revealed pulses normal and symmetrical at 2 over 4, period. New paragraph. Diagnostic assessments by Dr. Mandel are number 1, lumbar trauma, comma, sprain, comma, pain, comma, and left lumbar radiculopathy, period. Number 2, depression. Number 3, insomnia. Number 4, left arm trauma and pain resolved. Next number, cervical and thoracic strain resolved. Next number, left shoulder strain resolved, period. The above diagnoses are directly caused by the automobile accident in question of August 20th of 2021, period. New paragraph. At this time, I am rendering an impairment rating, period. Utilizing the book Guides to the Evaluation of Permanent Impairment, 6th edition, by the AMA, the patient qualifies for a 6% whole body impairment, utilizing Table 17-4, Class 1, period. The basis for this impairment rating is strictly and totally the automobile accident of August 20th of 21, period. As a patient ages, he will be more susceptible to permanent arthritis in the lumbar region, period. New paragraph. Future medical expenses will include pain management on the order of approximately $3,000, period. He will need ongoing medications of an over-the-counter nature at an estimated cost of $95 a month for the remainder of his life, period. A low back brace at a cost of $200 would need to be replaced every 2 years, period. A TENS unit would cost $500, period. The patient can benefit by more lumbar injections at an estimated cost of $3,500, period. Surgical intervention down the road may be necessary at an estimated cost of $125,000, period. The patient can benefit by some psychological counseling at an estimated cost of $3,000, period. New paragraph. I have not provided medical care or any treatment for this claimant, period. I have not made any referrals or advised any treatment, period. I have seen the patient one time for the purposes of doing an independent medical evaluation period. We have not entered into a doctor-patient relationship period. New paragraph. The above opinions are based solely on the information provided and mentioned above, and they are expressed within a reasonable degree of medical certainty based upon the scientific principles accepted in the medical community, period. I am dual board certified in both family practice and also osteopathic medicine, period. I have over 40 years experience in these types of cases, period. Informed consent was obtained for an elective examination during the COVID-19 pandemic, period. The patient understood the potential risks of acquiring COVID-19 and agreed to the exam rather than deferring to a later date, period. The patient gave me informed consent to conduct this review and share my findings with any party who requests this information, period. If I could be of any further assistance, please feel free to contact me. Sincerely yours, Terry Mandel, DO, end of dictation.